When the blues of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Conlon's Rhythm Airs, and Bing's guests, Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Mortimer Snurd. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by for a late election flash. A recount of the votes for President of the United States from Elko County, Nevada, shows that Harry Crosby, that is, now has a grand total of 4 votes instead of 2, as previously announced. When reached on the phone at a very early hour this morning, candidate Crosby said...
What time is it?
So now we bring you a candidate who, along with others, didn't know what time it was, Bing Crosby.
I'll get him in 1952. It was quite a campaign, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Bing. By the way, how did you cast your ballot?
Me? Well, Ken, I voted yes on Proposition 806.
Proposition 806? I don't seem to recall that
one. Big proposition. Very important. That's the one that makes it mandatory to put a circle around the twin who has the Tony. That is devised to take the guesswork out of advertising.
You've got something to take the guesswork out of singing?
Well, I don't know. I think we're fairly well prepared tonight. The rhythm airs, John Scott and the orchestra, and I have a light, frothy little thing entitled You Call Everybody Darling. Ready, everybody?
You call everybody darling, and everybody calls you darling too. You don't mean what you're saying, it's just a game you're playing, but you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you're gonna sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Y'all call everybody darling, and everybody calls y'all darling too.
If you call everybody darling,
honey child,
then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you're gonna sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Sit and wonder why years go by, nobody
calls you darling anymore. Thank you, boys and girls. You are darling. And now, folks, Mr. Ken Carpenter, who calls everybody Philco.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far,
Bing. Well, how far would you go?
Well, I'd go anywhere to listen to the new Philcos. And folks, you can walk into your Philco dealer tomorrow and bend an ear to the greatest invention of our times in recorded music. Philco's new radio phonograph that plays the 45-minute record. What's more, you can take it with you because your Philco dealer is ready to make immediate delivery on a variety of new models that play both kinds of records, long playing and standard. From every angle, tone, performance, convenience, these new Philcos set a new standard that leaves the conventional phonograph as dead as the dodo bird. You get tone that's absolutely out of this world. All the music of a whole 6-record symphony on a single 12-inch record. And as to record scratch, well, you just don't hear it. Figure it out for yourself. You wouldn't buy a new automobile without 4-wheel brakes, would you? Of course you wouldn't. And neither can you afford to buy a new radio phonograph unless it plays that marvelous new 45-minute record. Seeing is believing, but listening is better still. get a demonstration now of the newest thing in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.
I notice a song called Dolores bouncing back into popularity. I think that's nice because I remember recording it some years ago with the Merrimacks. I always liked the song and the way they did it.
How I love the kisses of Dolores. Dolores. Not Marie or Emily or Doris. Only my Dolores. From a balcony above me, she whispers, love me, and throws a rose. Ah, but she is twice as lovely as the rose she throws. I would die to be with my Dolores.
Dolores.
I was made to serenade Dolores. Chorus after chorus. Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine, all mine. Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine, all mine.
Time has arrived, and this evening we're pouring Chastened Sanborn's finest from one of my contemporaries of both the shimmering screen and of the quivering killer cycles. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Edgar Bergen.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend Flicker.
Well, Edgar, we finally made it. Here we are, the two of us, standing on the same stage.
Yes, Bing, here we are, and what a spot for a clever hair salesman.
If we could just crawl under a scalp doily for a moment, huh? We do shine, don't we? But, Edgar, it's kind of a novelty to see you without Charlie.
Well, now, I don't have to take Charlie every place I'm invited. When you're invited somewhere, do you take Bob Hope with you?
Well, no. Most places I'm invited, Hope isn't allowed. It's quite a roughneck, you know.
Well, that's one reason why Charlie isn't here. He's a roughneck, too.
Well, a little sandpaper will smooth Charlie out, but Hope, what, he's hopeless.
Bing, I believe I detect a little note there of jealousy. It couldn't be that you're bitter because Hope's team won the World Series, could
no,
it?
No, Edgar. I'm glad that Bob saw Cleveland win.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a nice parlay. He saw Cleveland take the oath of office, too, you know.
Yeah.
Finishes it up good, the cycle. It's all...
I hear Bob was so carried away when Cleveland won that he ordered a bottle of Coke for every player on the team.
Well, he might have ordered the Cokes, but he never opened them.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did, Bing, and he opened bottle after bottle. Of course, he had to stop. His nose got tired.
That's a pretty tired nose to begin with. But what about Charlie, Eddie? Now, come on.
Well, it's a long story, Bing, and it's a sad one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can hardly talk about that.
Well, Edgar, you'd rather just forget about it.
No, I'll force myself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it, it's all right.
I'm sorry I did, but go on.
Well, you see, Bing, when Charlie and I first started out in this business, we were equal partners. And everything was 50-50.
That's not what Charlie says.
Well, don't pay attention to him. He tells so many fibs, he should be working with Molly. But, worse than that, he just refuses to tell the truth.
Well, you should know. You do all he's talking for him.
That's where you're wrong, Bing.
You mean Charlie McCarthy learned to talk for himself?
Yes, yes. What's so surprising about that? Your brother Everett does.
Yes, he does. But no kidding. This is astounding, Edgar. When did you first hear Charlie talking?
Well, last week somebody asked him a question, and before I could open my mouth, he answered.
Oh, say, this is big news. I got to phone Winchell about it.
Yeah, but don't bother. Charlie's already called him. I tell you, Bing, I just don't know what to do about Charlie.
Well, where in the world could he have learned to talk? You suppose Jack Benny's parrot has been bootlegging him some speech lessons?
No. No, Charlie learned to talk in a hurry. I think he went to Arthur Murray's.
Well, Arthur Murray just teaches dancing.
How do you know? Did you ever go there and ask him for a lesson in talking?
No, I never did. Well,
there you are. Then let's not say they don't teach talking. I'm worried, Bing. Now that Charlie has learned to talk, he's gotten very independent, and I'm afraid he's going to leave me.
Nonsense, Edgar. How can Charlie make a living?
Well, he's going to give talking lessons at Arthur Murray.
I knew you were working around something there. I can see why you're worried, though.
You can?
Yes. How are you going to make a living?
Well, yes. It's another story. Things are pretty bleak for me. All I have left now is Mortimer Snurd.
Well, and you ought to be able to pick up quite a living with Mortimer.
Well, I don't know. He's pretty dull. I was counting on you helping me out.
I'm pretty dull, too. What do you want me to do?
Well, I want you to teach Mortimer how to sing. He's too dumb. He can't learn anything else.
Thanks. Thank you very much, I think.
Yeah. What do you say, Bing? Will you show Mortimer a few tricks of your profession?
Oh, gee, I don't know, Edgar. It's getting so tough now with all these new singers coming up. Red Engel, Zeke Manners, Candy Candido, and F.E. Boone, all these...
Well, now... Mortimer won't compete with you, Bing. I'll promise you that. I'll take him out in the backwoods. I'll play the little country towns where nobody even has a radio set.
Well, that's where I'm biggest.
Oh. Well, I'll make a deal with you, Bing. You teach Mortimer how to sing, and I'll teach you ventriloquism.
Well, that's a deal, Edgar. I'd love to be able to ventrill.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Yes, I can't wait to see the expression on Hope's face the next time he opens his mouth and I finally get a word in it. I fixed that up pretty good. I don't do better now when he opens his mouth while we're through.
Well, we'll go on with what's left of that.
Let's pick up and try and salvage it.
Yes, yes. Here comes the reaper. The gleaner. I'll be back in a few minutes, Bing, and Mortimer's waiting out in the car. Now, why don't you practice a little while I'm gone?
Practice ventriloquism?
No, reading a line. No, I mean singing a song.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, John. See you later. Edgar, John Scott, if you're ready, we'll fly to the Flying W. Pretty country out there, too. Let's take the Rhythm Airs along with it. Come on along and shoot a breeze. Don't let a trouble you. Come on and live a life of ease at the Flying W.
Ooh, sing like a cowboy, sing as you ride on the purple sail. Ooh, be like a cowboy, the life will let you forget your age.
Come on along and shoot a breeze, don't let a trouble you. Come on and do just as you please at the Flying W.
Throw away your derby, throw away all your suits.
Let go.
Get yourself a Stetson hat, a pair of boots. Then a Stancy shirt, some dungarees and a tie. And yippee, yippee, yippee-ki-yi.
Come on along.
Come on and shoot the breeze. Come on along.
Don't let the trouble you.
Come on along.
Come on and live.
Come on along.
At the Flying W. Ooh, sing like a cowboy.
Sing as you ride o'er the purple sail.
Ooh, be like a cowboy.
The life will let you forget your age. Come on along.
Come on and shoot the breeze.
Don't let a trouble
my trouble, you come on along.
Come on and do,
come do just as you please.
At the Flying W.
You're going to a gallop, mister, hang on for life.
Be sure you got insurance for your child and wife.
If your seat is sore, remember you mustn't cry.
Just yippee, yippee, yippee-ki-yi. Come on along and shoot a breeze. Don't let a trouble ever trouble you. Come on along, come on and do just as you please. At the Flying W. At the Flying W, the Flying W.
That was delightful, Mr. Crosby. Simply divine and devout.
Bless my gravel, it's Charlie McCarthy. I'm glad you're here because I'd like to talk to you about something. You know, Charlie, I'm not one really to pry into other people's affairs, but...
You're not Snoopy, eh, Droopy?
No. No, I'm not, Tot. But it so happens that I've heard some pretty alarming news about you from Edgar.
Edgar who?
Edgar Guest.
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe you meant Edgar Allan Poe.
Now, Charles, that's no way to refer to Bergen.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it, really. As long as he's not here. Anywho, Mr. Crosby, you don't mind if I call you Mr. Crosby, do you?
Well, you could call me Harry Lillis.
I've never seen any of those.
Those what?
Harry Lillis. I walked into it.
Oh, I'm vulnerable tonight, all right. For a lad who just learned to talk, you're pretty glib.
Oh, so you've read Winchell's column, huh?
Yes, yes, but what baffles me is how you learned to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you learn?
Well, where did you learn? Oh, you never learned, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Gary Cooper taught you, huh?
No, Charlie, I guess I learned to talk, See, why did I learn to talk?
Gotcha, boy. Have I gotcha?
Oh, this is silly now. This is ridiculous, Charlie. I know where I learned. I learned to talk at my mother's knee.
Mm-hmm. I learned to talk at my father's. Or is Thurgin my mother?
Charlie, don't you think you've been an ingrate now, running around, talking, treating Edgar the way you do?
No, definitely no.
Now, Bergen's never been inconsiderate of you, has he?
Does Durgan let me go out and play baseball with all the other little boys? Does he let me shoot marbles with the other little boys? Does he let me go to the movies with the other little boys?
Yes, I'm sure he does.
Well, that's the trouble. I hate little boys. I like little girls. Big ones, too.
All sizes and shapes, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm particular about the shapes, though. I'm going with an actress now.
An actress?
Yes. She's got the figure like Betty Grable, red hair like Greer Garson, and eyes like Claudette Colbert.
Mm, sounds like quite a salad.
Yes, and her dressing ain't bad either.
Oh, come, let's forget about the girl, shall we?
Well, I'm willing if you are. Only at your age, you're more willing than I am.
I don't know about that. But getting back to Edgar, you better think twice before you walk out on him now.
Sure, change that subject, you know.
Yes. You need him more than he needs you.
Yeah, well, then you saw him in that picture he made without me, I Remember Mama.
Yes, and I think he did an outstanding job of acting.
Well, so does he. After the reviews came out, his head swelled so much the Fisk tire people had to make him a rubber hat.
I saw him in a tire shop yesterday getting it retreaded.
Retreaded nothing. Rita Hayworth smiled at him and he had a blowout.
That could happen to anybody. But you're in big trouble, Charlie. If you walk out on Bergen, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to teach Mortimer to sing.
Poor Bergen. One blow after another.
Now, Charlie, can't you be more kindly disposed toward Edgar?
No, I guess so. After all, he's not as young as he used to be.
None of us is.
I am.
Oh, here comes Edgar now. Now, stick around. We'll all talk this thing over.
No. Talk it over with him. I'm going to hide behind a piano. I want to watch Thurgin squirm.
All right, but don't hide behind Trotter, because we'll have to send a search party after you. Say, Edgar, while you stepped out to get Mortimer, an old friend of yours dropped in.
Was Gabby here? Oh, let's forget about Charles. I want you to meet a real friend of mine, Mortimer Snerd. Mortimer, this is Mr. Crosby.
Hello there. How to do to you?
Hello there. How to do to you?
Well, Daddy. Kinfolk.
Yeah.
No, Mortimer. This happens to be Bing.
No, how did it happen?
Well, Mortimer, pay attention. You've heard of Bing?
Bing who? Oh.
Crosby. Bing Crosby.
No, don't know him.
Of course you don't. That's why I want you to meet him.
Why should I meet him if I don't know him?
Well, don't you want to meet new people?
He don't look so new to me.
Well, Mortimer, I've heard of you. We're both on the radio, you know.
Oh, we are?
Certainly.
What part do you take off?
Oh, no part. I just play myself.
Oh, no talent, huh? Yeah.
No, Mortimer, you're wrong. Bing is a very talented person. In fact, he won an Academy Award.
Is this Loretta Young?
No, Miss Young is a woman.
Yeah.
Mr. Crosby is a man.
Oh, there's two kinds of people, huh? Yeah.
Oh, there's three. There's your kind.
No. Oh, you're sweet.
Now, Mortimer, the reason that we're here is that Mr. Crosby is going to teach you how to sing.
Yes. Now, Mortimer, let's get on with your lesson. First place, what do you know about music?
Music? Well, I hear you can make a lot of money if you stop it.
Where'd you hear that?
On the Fred Allen program.
Well, first, we'll have to determine what kind of a voice you have.
Yeah, let's do that little thing.
How deep is your voice?
Oh, I don't rightly know. I never measured it.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll sing part of a song, you listen, and then sing it after me.
No, I don't think I can do that.
Then you can't sing?
No, I don't think I can listen.
You gotta listen, Mortimer.
Yes, it's very important, and to me especially.
I think put them in a box. That sounds like a suitable refrain, Edgar. Can I have a little piano, please? Now listen carefully, Mortimer. You can take the moon, gather up the stars, and the robins that sing merrily. Put them in a box, tie them with a ribbon, throw them in the deep blue sea.
See, that guy don't need no singing lessons.
No. No, you need the lessons, Mortimer.
Well, how do you know? You ain't heard me sing yet.
Go ahead, Mort. Now you grab a chorus.
Oh, you can take the moon, gather up the stars, robins set to sing a merrily lute. Put them in a box, tie them with a ribbon, and then you gotta throw them in the... Hey, where am I gonna throw these things?
Now, Mortimer, think.
Well,
think.
One thing at a time, I'm singing now. Throw them in.
It's very simple. Now, just think of the third letter of the alphabet.
The third letter of the alphabet is A, B, what's that other one?
C. C, just think of C.
Yeah, oh, I got it now. Yeah, what is it again?
C. Come on now, Mortimer.
Okay, I hope Arthur Godfrey or some talent scout's listening in on this.
You can take the flowers down in Lover's Lane and that sentimental poetry.
Put them in a box, tie them with a ribbon, throw them in the deep blue. Mortimer. Congratulations.
Go on.
Mortimer, you're a smash. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that was fun. I feel wonderful. I tell you what, fellas, let's all go over to a woodpecker's and get tattooed.
Not now, Mortimer, not now. Right now, Ken Carpenter has to tattoo a commercial on us.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Ken.
Hello, Edgar. Hello, Mortimer.
Who is this feller?
Well, you know Ken Carpenter, Mortimer. He reads all the commercials on our show.
Oh, yeah, Coffee Dan.
Oh, no, he's Philco Joe on this show. Let's have it, Ken.
Okay, Bing, and Philco's really got it. Friends, if you want to catch up with what's new in recorded music, drop in at your Philco dealer now. It doesn't cost you a dime to get a demonstration of the greatest thing that's happened to radio phonograph since the invention of the automatic record changer. I mean the new Philco Tonearm that plays the 45-minute record. Now, maybe you already know that every long-playing record is made of high-quality vinylite, non-breakable, and amazingly free from surface noise. But you haven't heard the real thing till you've heard it played by Philco's new kind of tonearm. This new balanced fidelity reproducer was specially developed in the Philco laboratories at the request of the same engineers who produced the long-playing record. They're made for each other, a matchless music combination. So hear them together for the listening thrill of your life. From Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Here's another old favorite we hear a lot these days.
I'd love to live in Loveland with a girl like you. And every day would be a holiday with skies of baby blue, where roses bloom forever and sweethearts are always true. I'd love to live in Loveland with a girl like you.
I've got to hurry along home now and read Wingy Minone's new book. It's called Trumpet on the Wing. Here I'm mentioned in there. Hope he says I'm hep. Hate to be a square. Well, Edgar, thank you for dropping in tonight.
Well, thank you, Bing.
Say, Bergen, remember me?
Oh, yes. Mickey Rooney, how are you?
See, where do you get that Mickey Rooney stuff? I'm not Mickey.
Well, you've always been a Mickey to me.
You see, Mr. Crosby, you see no gratitude. It's what
I... Well, after all, Charlie, you're the one who wanted to leave Bergen.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it, too. I'm going right home and pack my trunk.
Charlie, when your trunk is packed, you're in it.
Oh, you comical man, you.
Who are your guests next week, baby?
Well, next week, Edgar, we're having a merry, mad musical melange with Oscar Levant and Peggy Lee.
Hmm. Say, Bergen, have you got a hunk of that Bergen's Better bubblegum on you?
What do you want with bubblegum now?
Well, it's time for us to blow, isn't it?
Yes, I think you're right. All right, it's time for you. Are you leaving me?
No, don't be silly, Bergen. As long as you got bubblegum, I'll stick with you.
Just what we're looking for, too, a happy ending. Good night, Charlie and Edgar. Folks, don't forget your community chest. Everybody benefits, everybody gives. Good night, and thanks.
The program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Oscar Levant and Peggy Lee. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.